Where is the love? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president clearly wants love from conservatives. He just appointed the founder of an anti-abortion group to a position at Health and Human Services. Last week, he picked Republican Congressman John McHugh as Secretary of the Army. Sonia Sotomayor, his pick for Supreme Court, is looking more conservative with each new document release. According to Politico, Mr. Obama mentions Jesus Christ more than George W. Bush did. And yet, conservative icon Newt Gingrich, in his big fundraising speech last night, still laid out plans to make him a one-term president. Because conservatives see a big chunk of kryptonite in that stubborn unemployment rate. But don't lose hope, Mr. President. Just remember what happened in the Reagan years. Even though it was morning in America, unemployment passed 9%, passed 10%, went all the way to 10.8%. Voters blamed Reagan. Democratic opposition gained 26 seats in the midterm elections. His popularity sank to 35%, and it looked like he would be a one-term president. But Reagan, too, knew something about borrowing and spending money, especially on defense. And once his deficit spending program kicked in, unemployment dropped. And in the 1984 election, even though unemployment was still above 7%, Reagan carried 49 states. Reagan even had a stock market crash all his own in 1987. Stocks fell more than 22% in one day, which is still the record. But it recovered in 2 years. The nation remained capitalist, and most important, conservatives love him. Mr. President, I know it can be that way for you, too. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.